Judy Heumann was a fighter whose long battle for the civil rights of people with disabilities helped lead to profound changes. She was a wheelchair user as a result of having contracted polio at the age of 2. In 1977, disability rights activists led a 26-day sit-in at the Federal Building in San Francisco to demand the signing of regulations to prohibit discrimination against people with disabilities. Heumann and others made their demands of a federal official brought in to negotiate with them.
The outrage of disabled individuals across this country is going to continue. It is going to be ignited. There will be more takeovers of buildings until finally maybe you begin to understand our position. We will no longer allow the government to oppress disabled individuals. We want the law enforced. We want no more segregation. We will accept no more discussion of segregation. And I would appreciate it if you would stop shaking your head in agreement when I don't think you understand what we are talking about.
That successful fight paved the way for the passage of the Americans with Disabilities Act in 1990. In Berkeley, Heumann helped found the Center for Independent Living and the World Institute on Disability. She served in the Clinton and Obama administrations and worked on international disability issues at the World Bank. In her book called Being Heumann, Judy Heumann credited her parents, both of whom were orphaned by the Holocaust, for teaching her and her brother that when something doesn't feel right, you must question it. As a kindergartner, Heumann was excluded from school when the principal said she'd be a fire hazard in her wheelchair. After graduating from college, she filed a groundbreaking federal lawsuit when the New York Board of Education cited her disability in refusing to allow her to become a teacher. 7 years later, Heumann helped lead the sit-in at the San Francisco Federal Building. Mary Lou Breslin is a senior analyst with Disability Rights Education and Defense Fund. She was another leader in that struggle 46 years ago with Judy Heumann.
You know, she was a natural-born leader, but I think that more than anything, she was so outspoken about her right to be herself in her community, in all of the spaces that she occupied. And that really led other people to follow her and led her to be able to speak in spaces and in parts of the world that people with disabilities really were not participating in at the time that she was beginning her career.
President Biden called her a trailblazer and rolling warrior for disability rights. The International Disability Alliance said Judy Heumann had made the saying, "Nothing about us without us," a reality. At a meeting of the United Nations Committee on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, several members noted Heumann's passing, including the chair, Rosemary Kais, who said Heumann had been a friend of hers for 2 decades.
She was a leading light in the disability rights movements and one of the true fighters and advocates for independent living.
Heumann's brother said she was hospitalized last week with heart issues that may have been the result of post-polio syndrome. Judy Heumann died on Saturday at the age of 75. I'm Eileen Alfandary for KPFA News.